This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. At least six Colorado farm workers have contracted bird flu from contact with infected animals. That's more cases than in any other state. CPR health reporter John Daly says public health officials are monitoring workers.
The state health department is also staying in close contact to check and see if any close family members experience symptoms. If they were, they'd be tested as well. The state says it's also making sure workers at any farm with infected animals have access to protective equipment.
CPR's John Daly. Concerns about campfires in southern Colorado. Some campers in that part of the state have been careless with campfires this year, which has federal foresters worried. KRCC's Asa Gartrell has more.
More than 130 unattended or abandoned campfires have been reported to the Pueblo Interagency Dispatch Center so far this year. That was likely the cause of the 700-acre Interlochen wildfire near Leadville this past June. The Forest Service calls neglected campfires a dangerous trend and is reminding the public to be diligent with their fires as the peak of summer approaches. Campers should check for any fire restrictions and thoroughly stir embers with water to ensure their campfires are dead out. Asa Gartrell, KRCC News.
Some Colorado apprenticeship programs will be getting a boost from the federal government. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
Four apprenticeship programs, as well as the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment, will split about $16 million in federal grant funding to modernize and expand the apprenticeship system. Senator John Hickenlooper, who's introduced bills supportive of apprenticeships, says they provide needed on-ramps to critical industries. The grants range from $6 million for the Arapahoe-Douglas Workforce Development Board to over $1.5 million for Vail Valley Works. Chris Romer with Vail Valley Partnership says the funding will help expand collaboration between the local school district and industry partners. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Much of Colorado has a chance for rain this afternoon. Around Denver, it's highs near 90, Grand Junction close to 100, mountain highs in the 70s and 80s. It's 6 minutes after 7. This is CPR News.